A show that knows its limitations.
You'll learn to control that.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
It is a Tuesday, a little after 10:30, which means time for a little Tuesdays with DeBerry. We head out on the Bryant Heating and Cooling System fan guest hotline for a visit with Uncle Dommy here on a Tuesday. Dom, we were going through Aaron Rodgers saying he'd like to host Jeopardy full-time, and he said, I'd like to host it. He flat-out said it. And I think it's one of the best jobs in entertainment, but my belief is Wheel of Fortune's the best because you don't have to worry about all the pronunciations. And you make a lot of money. You have to work that much, as always, as you know, my angle, as you remember my hours at Channel 10. So from your perspective, what is the best job in entertainment?
Wall to wall sports. Well, it's one of
so
them.
So on brand.
I'm a company man. Anyways, I like Price is Right. You know, I've hosted that on the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, as you guys know. I enjoy The Price is Right. That's a fun show to do. And once again, you don't have to, you know, Jeopardy, man, you got to be smart. I mean, Jeopardy gives me a headache. I mean, Jeopardy's nice. It's a good show, but give me The Price is Right. And, don't you think?
I'm with you.
Hey, I got to tell you, I'm disheveled. I'm disheveled.
Why?
This morning, man. Well, first of all, I needed Gonzaga to win last night, and I would have won the 10 TV bracket.
Oh.
And they played an NBA team last night. Who the hell were they playing? I mean, that was like, good Lord. Have you ever seen a more dominating game than Baylor? I mean, they just owned the boards, and oh, my goodness. It was like they played an NBA team. And then, Bo, you'll appreciate this. You know the Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds, James?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I don't know what's going on, but we got the geese are back at 10 TV, Bo. And this big old goose is laying eggs.
Come on.
Right by the front, by the back door where we go in.
No. Uh-uh.
Yes. Yes. Set up nest. There's video of it. And if you get near it, this thing. So the other day, I'm walking in, get out of the car, minding my own business. All of a sudden, I see this thing flying at me, dive bombing me. And so I had that. And then last night, we're watching the game out on the patio. Got a little gazebo, the TV. And all of a sudden, this bird comes flying in there and is like attacking us.
That's right.
This bird has set up a nest on top of the TV. I don't know what to do. If anyone out there knows, what do you do? You can't. I mean, I'm sure there's babies up there. What do you do?
Can't worry about it. The nest comes down now. Otherwise, the bird owns your gazebo. Yes, you can. And I do
that.
It. You have to. Yeah, you have to. You can't let him. He's going to take up ownership of your house. You can't allow it.
They're these birds. I mean, I knew if I asked you, you'd give me the proper answer because you, James. Of all the things you're scared of, this man is the biggest bird freak you've ever. I mean, just terrified of birds.
I know he is. Trust me, I know. I listen to it nearly every day. I'm wondering, Dom, are you afraid? It sounds like you're afraid of birds as well, or are you just more
they're
annoyed
aggressive.
By them?
Because they fly.
Well,
you can't corral them.
They
you
do
got a couple turkey vultures over
go
at
to
our
the
barn.
Bathroom a lot. Yeah, they do go to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah,
you know what I do. Dommy,
nuisance.
I'm going to tell you something to do. All right, so I told you what to do with this nest on the one that's bugging you in the gazebo.
Yeah, just
this
tear it down. Just take it right
that's
off
tough.
The
tank. That's tough, Dom. Dom, you have a heart. That's tough to do.
You eat eggs all the time. It's
gently,
not a problem.
I don't see
it's
it.
Fine.
I don't see the delivery. If I have to see those eggs, gently move the nest.
You cannot
somewhere
eat
else.
Some wild bird eggs. What is
I'm
wrong
not telling
with
you to eat the eggs. I'm saying just knock it off. Like if you have eggs for breakfast, there's no difference. The second thing I would
and
say is
when those
is,
eggs land on your gazebo and yolks pop out, you're going to feel like, you know what, I just murdered a bunch of
power
birds.
Wash. Power wash it. Here's what you do with the geese, and this is something that I found out. If I would have known this when you and I were battling the geese in my time at Channel 10, we would have done this then. But now I have boys, as you know. Three little boys. I arm them. You go to the Costco, and at Costco they have this pack of 100 water balloons that fills up in like 30 seconds.
Yep.
You go buy one of those packs. You get yourself a couple of boys. Like your grandson would be perfect for this. You arm him with the water balloons, and you have him throw them at the geese. And you're not going to have a geese problem anymore, Coach.
Yeah, wait a minute. No, you need to come over here and see this goose that we're talking about.
I'll be
about.
There soon.
This goose's eyes, they turned red. Thing is like it's a possessed.
Rats with wings.
I've never seen this thing. It dive bombed me. It flew at my head. I'm telling
Water
you.
Water balloons.
Yeah, that's great.
They panic.
Yeah,
the noise.
Your eyes out.
No. Well, I know that. You know that. But I'm telling you, send a kid who doesn't know that. And then they'll hear the sound of the water balloons, and they panic. They can't handle it.
So let me get this straight.
Or
you're telling me to tear down a nest on my TV and then get some unsuspecting child to go attack a goose that is attacking everyone.
I got a question.
You're a little man.
Is there anything more frustrating than honestly bird droppings and the nest remnants? Because we have over at the barn, we have this problem, Dommy and Bo, where I put this little mesh underneath kind of the overhangs of the bar so that they couldn't get in. The problem is I didn't go to the second floor and do it on the vents. And so then this winter, I come into the barn and I see three birds gone, dead, because we have a glass garage door in the back. And they thought, I'm just going to take up shop here and I'm going to fly out. Boom. No, it's glass. And now they're dead and bleeding on my floor. And there's bird crap everywhere. And there's nest stuff everywhere. And so thankfully, my daughter, 6.5-year-old London, does not care. She's just like, honey, we got to go bury the bird or toss it in the yard. Okay, Dad. Sure.
Bury the bird?
Some cat, I don't bury it. I just toss it in the grass and buried. Can't see it.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, she wants to go play with the – can I hold it? No, it's dead. Look, it's bleeding. It's bleeding. No, you can't hold it. Now I have to sweep out bird poop and nest remnants.
Well, now I will tell you this much because you know this, Bo. My lovely wife, my bride, Terry Tiberi, for a while went through this bird phase. We had birds in cages in the house, parrots. And I'm going to tell you what, the parrots, they're cute, but they do go to the bathroom a lot. But the thing is, we had this bird that was an African gray, and it mimicked her voice incredibly. She would leave, and I'd be sitting in my chair, and I'd hear this bird go, Dom, and I think she's back in the house. It was like my wife was
the bird. That's terrifying.
It's the truth.
How did I not know this? I had no idea you did this. I'm not sure we would have been friends.
So now I can't be going out there doing this because I'm a friend of the bird, because the wife had me with birds at one time. We got rid of
man
it.
Man evolves. I gave you that's your roadmap. Sorted out on that front.
Can you come over? I'll make you a deal. You come over and do it for me. Will you do that for me, Paulie? Just come over and make the bird disappear. Yeah, I don't want to.
Why am I hard to make
the
birds
know
disappear?
About it.
Nothing
well,
to see.
I'm just saying. You're acting like Tony Soprano here, handing out orders. You got to come
I'm
and
like
do
Chrissy.
It.
I'm Chrissy. I'll handle that. Nothing to see here. You're fine. What do you got? What are we going to do now? We got spring football coming. We got the crew starting up soon. But basketball's over, my friend. Where will your attention be in the coming weeks?
Well, of course, the Crew SC. By the way, let me just go out. I'm going to give you a hot take. They are going to win the CONCACAF Champions League. I told that to Caleb Porter the other day, and he said, it'd be like the first in modern history, for an MLS team to win this. So I think this team is built to go the long haul, James. I really do. I like what they've done. I'm a big fan of Tim Bezbachenko. Bo, he's a DeSales man. Did you know that?
I know Tim. I know Bez, and he's quite competent, to say the least. No, they got a squad. It's going to be fun.
Yes,
going to be a
fun
summer for them.
Yes, they
and
do.
And I saw you had Caleb on Wall on Sunday. That was good to see.
Yeah, and then, of course, the Buckeyes. Here's James, and here's what I wanted to ask you, because Tim May and I were talking about this on Wall last night. You know, even if he wants to name a quarterback now, talking about Ryan Day, does he do it because – in today's world with the transfer portals and all this business, if you don't get the job, guys are transferring out. How do you think he handles it? When do you think he names the quarterback?
I think he knows in his head right now. He won't name it until the fall. He won't name it until – and I think the team will know in the fall where they'll know by the reps. They might already know by the reps.
Yes.
But Bo and I have talked about this over and over. The hard things for these coaches now, Dommy, you thought – coaches stressed over recruiting before. Now they have to re-recruit these kids that are already in their building. It's not just recruit them and get them here. Now he's going to have to continue to re-recruit McCord and Miller just to stay. So that's going to be a tough thing, is trying to how to handle that. And we talked about it, all these other positions, wide receiver, how are there enough balls to go around? You move G. Scott over to tight end, you know, and you're trying to figure out how I keep all these guys here. You know, as Mookie Cooper already transferred back to Mizzou, you know, this offseason. So there's all of this where you're trying to, it'll be the same thing at running back. How do we distribute touches to keep guys here? Because it's hard. How do I build depth? But yet also, how do I make sure that my team wins? And I play the best play. Like, if we have one tailback, Dommy, that's a guy, give him the rock. But you also are risking that RB2 and 3 aren't happy and they leave. Well, now what happens if RB1 gets hurt? There's a whole lot for coaches to stay up late at night worrying about.
And the bottom line is everything's been flipped upside down with this. And the thing is, you know, I side with the players because, you know, you can only play one quarterback. And Joe Burrow's the greatest example. He could have been a backup at Ohio State, or he went to LSU and did what he did. So, you know, I root for the kids. And at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you and for your family because, you know, the clock is ticking in college as it is in the pros. But you've got to maximize what you can do. And just because you can't play at Ohio State doesn't mean you can't go down the road and play somewhere else, right?
I agree. And by the way, I feel like we maximized our time. It's a good job out of you today. We'll visit with you next week, my friend.
All right, my friends, I'm going out and hang with the birds.
No, you're not. I told you how to solve that. The great Dom DeBerry, Tuesdays with DeBerry, right here on Bishop and Laurinaitis, Brian and Heating Cooling System Legend. Fan Guest Hotline.
There's no way Dom's going up there and grabbing the bird nest.
You don't have to grab it. Just hit it with the power washer. Gone.
Well, hook them up with the company that you do stuff with, you know, and get them a deal.
Yeah, PPW, Perfect Power Wash. They'll take care of that. Yeah. That'll be done in a second.
Hey, can you murder these birds for me in my gazebo? What? Excuse
murder
me? No,
these
no, no.
Birds? What are you talking about?
That's what you're doing when you destroy the nest.
Every time you have your eggs in the morning, do you think that?
I don't see them, though. If I had to see what's happening. Well, that's why I don't own chickens. I told you, we've been through this, haven't we? We've been through this.
How that happens.